way west to Kansas, we camped at Alley Springs in the Missouri Ozarks near the current river. Frank had flown out to meet us, to meet Gaddis, and to attend our reading at Big Sleep Books. After the reading, a bunch of art majors from Washington U presented us with, by way of a parting gift, a bottle of Moët Chandon White Star, an original oil painting, and about 35 whippets of industrial-grade nitrous oxide. On our way out of town, we managed to get a case of champagne flutes, 99 red balloons, a whippet dispenser, a pack of hot dogs, a bag of marshmallows, and, by way of good measure, a bag of ice, a case of beer. We wanted Budweiser, just to immerse ourselves in St. Louis culture, but Frank reminded us of their deplorable labor practices, so we bought Grolsch instead and a first aid kit. William and I had the tents pitched by dark, and Dirk started a fire while Frank gathered wood. Pretty soon, William was playing ukulele, and we were roasting wieners. It was good, and we were happy. Dirk opened the Moët Chandon. It was warm, and the cork flew out on a gushing spume of sparkling champagne, the pop echoing against the mountainsides. We cheered and toasted St. Louis and had a fine meal. Then we brought out the whippets and started filling balloons until the metal dispenser was so cold from the super-cooled gas that it threatened to stick to our hands. Things started to go in and come out. We inhaled gas and commented to each other in strange, low voices, like tapes played at half speed. We laughed and laughed at the same things, at different things, at nothing. There was darkness, and I realized I was looking down upon myself from a great distance. Then a point in the darkness began to open into a wild, echoing, undulating noise.